Joining me on Caradio's Afternoon Newsline was something very big to tell you about coming up this weekend, actually Friday. Mr. John Henry. John, welcome to Caradio's Afternoon News.
Thank you, Ted, and good afternoon. We are very excited to get the National Museum of World War II Aviation reopened in Colorado Springs. And as you said, we're opening the doors Friday. We'll be available. The museum will be available Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And, you know, a key piece of this is that we have this gorgeous 40,000-square-foot aviation pavilion, the Kaya Ravenshuk Aviation Pavilion, that was we started occupying very late last year. And we were planning our community opening for that and invite the community in to come see it and all the aircraft and the gorgeous exhibits that are in that aviation pavilion. And of course, you know what happened. So as with everyone else, we had to shut the museum down and go dark for some months here. But we are very excited to be back and to be available for people to come see these wonderful aircraft and these exhibits and learn a good bit about World War II aviation, the importance of it, and the impact that it had on our lives even today.
Oh, and those warbirds are just beautiful, and there is more. John, why don't you tell us what the other big piece of this is? Because, I mean, you can actually get a visual of what you can see in the museum before you go. You can also get your tickets there. Lots of other things going on there.
Absolutely right, Ted. We are just put into production a brand new website for the museum, and I'll give people the address and the web address in just a couple of minutes here. But if you want to come and take an armchair look at the aircraft in this museum, this is a wonderful way to do it. Plus some of the exhibits, plus some of the vehicles that are in the museum, because we do have a collection of restored World War II vintage military vehicles. And the website is worldwar2aviation.org. It's that easy, worldwar2aviation.org. And as you said, you can get your tickets, you can shop at the museum store, you can get a look at photography of the aircraft that are on exhibit at the museum. There's wonderful things in here. There's great surprises in this in this website, and you can get tickets, information, whatever you need to know about the museum is right there for you at your fingertips. And we're very, very proud of this new website. Again, that's worldwar2aviation.org. If you got a few minutes tonight, you're kind of home, taking it easy, pull up the computer, take a look, and get a look at this website. I think people will be entertained, they'll learn, and they'll discover this tremendous, tremendous asset here in Colorado Springs, the National Museum of World War II Aviation, right here at the Colorado Springs Airport.
John Henry, communications volunteer for the National Museum of World War II Aviation. Very exciting day tomorrow. The museum opens from 10 until 4.
It is.
Of course, we ought to note, because of COVID, you will be asked to socially distance and wear masks while you're there. The best way to get your tickets is to go to the website, worldwar2aviation.org, and enjoy. It is a masterfully put together website. We've seen a lot of them. This one is just masterful. There's no other way to explain it.
Thank you, Ted. And people save a couple of bucks per ticket if they advance, buy the tickets online. We think that's worthwhile. We encourage people to do that. We also encourage people, bring your still camera. Take some photos. We love that. We really don't want video taken inside of the museum. But still cameras are wonderful. We encourage people to bring them and get plenty of photographs, because these aircraft are simply breathtaking. You're going to see a collection of more than 20 fully restored aircraft. There are more than that in the collection, but that's what we've got room for. They're simply spectacular.
Get your tickets now. The museum is open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after a couple of months off. Then they've been long ones from 10 until 4.
That's right.
John, thank you for being
here
today.
Bring your mask. Come see us. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, sir.